You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Baby Soda Jazz Band, 2009 again from Jazz Roots Elixir. That's a plenty, and that's a pretty hot record. That's good stuff. So please, please go hear them at Kellish Hill Farm if you are in the upstate New York, anywhere within a 100-mile radius. Come on down and have a wonderful time. You will not be disappointed. They are marvelous. 2 years ago we saw them, and they basically tore the place up. They were good, and it isn't even a jazz venue, and they absolutely killed. Marvelous playing. So there's Baby Soda. Yeah, come on down, please, please do. It's on Radiola Blog, June 1st. Yes, please, yeah. I'm begging you. I beg you, please, I implore you. This is Radiola, and we're not too proud to beg, especially if it's for a good cause, and that is one of them. And now we're going to play something that's about 100 years older than that, or a little more even. Frank Stanley, Byron G. Harlan, in 1903. This is an Aretino pressing of the Columbia Master, but this is a song you'll recognize. And there's something in there about a gay deceivers. I guess you have to be these days down there. Yeah, here you go. In the land of cotton. It's Dixie.
I was in the land of cotton, old times there, I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born, in early on, one frosty morning. Look away,
William was the gay, the fever took away, took away, took away, Dixieland. But when he put his arm around her, smiled as fierce as a 40-pounder, took away, took away, took away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixieland on Christmas Day. Thank you.
Felix Arndt, who died all too young, the year after this was recorded, I believe. That was Marionette, one of his own compositions, and it's sweet stuff. And I got to play more Felix Arndt if I can find him. Oh, yeah. Arthur Pryor's band in 1907, Mourning in Noah's Ark. More folklore for you there. Yes, indeed. And beginning with Stanley and Harlan, Dixie, 1903. And lots of sound effects. Well, there's a lot of sound effects on this show because there's a lot going on. This is not a soundproof studio, so whatever you hear is real, including my own feckless insouciance, which I own up to on occasion, although I rail against it frequently. I'm Andy Senior, and I am not immune to that which against I rail. So I'm going to go to the rail and look down into the water here. Here's Lloyd Keating and his music. Actually, Phil Spitalny with Bill Cody on the vocal. 1930, Confessin' with an apostrophe.
Your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you'll know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
cats been talking about. You got rhythm, you got this, and you got that and the other. I got rhythm. I'm going to see what you all got. You joking. Now, come on here. Let's see what we all going to do here. Swing out now. Let's go. One, two. Yeah, that's right. I got rhythm, that's right.
Armstrong and his orchestra. I Got Rhythm, 1931, another Parlophone, and glad to have those on shellac. They're the masters. They sound good, and I'm glad to play them. Oh yes, it's not like I think it's like my own parlor game is seeing how well my own transfers compare to the CDs. And there was a lot of competition on some of these, but that's good stuff. And he mentions the personnel, so that's good, too. Before that, the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, under the direction of Carol Gibbons, 1929. All I Want is Little is It'll, Ootsie Oo. And that song was recently recorded by my friends, the West End Jazz Band. So buy their stuff on Rivermont, will you? Please? Begging again. Here, please buy everything. Please buy everything I ever play that's for sale. Because it's worth it. I wouldn't play anything that wasn't worth it. Lloyd Keating and his music. Spitalny, Bill Cody on the vocal. Confessin', 1930. And this is Radiola. And I have nothing for sale. And I don't. And believe me, if I had to do what I do for money, I wouldn't do it. Let me put it that way. Because I'd be a nut if I did this as a job. But doing it as a hobby, it's okay. See, that's fine with me. Harold Yates, Cooper Lawley here on Radiola, and this is handmade, by the way. It's artisanal, you might even say. Harold Yates, Cooper Lawley, and I think on this one Jack Shulkrit is playing the piano, and Sigmund Krumgold is on the pipe organ. My Ohio Home, that's not Southern, but Well, Ohio's a nice state. 1928.
I want to wake up in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning in my old Ohio home. I want to ramble near the roses. I know just where to find the roses. I used to ramble near the roses in my Ohio home. After thinking it over at the close of the day, got to dreaming of clover and the new moon hay and say, I want to wander in the moonlight and meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight in my Ohio home. Somehow it seems just at the close of the day, wherever I roam, I think about home. I seem to drift farther and farther away, but I never be blue if wishes came true.
In the morning, morning, and hear the birdies say good morning, morning, the way they always say good morning in my Ohio home. I want to ramble in the roses, roses. I know just where to find the roses, roses. I used to ramble in the roses in my Ohio home. Got to thinking it over at the close of the day, at the close of the day, got to dreaming of clover and the new moon hay. And I'm here to say that I want to wander in the moonlight and meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight in my Ohio. Steamer coming over, life began all anew. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was she and there was I. What could we do? I knew I was a lucky rover. Every day our love grew. Our hopes were high, our hearts were free, and she and I were both at sea. What could we do? Sweet romance seemed to fill the air. It caught us unaware. We kissed one night beneath a yellow moon. And right then and there, we started humming a happy wedding tune. Was on a steamer coming over. We both vowed to be true. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was she and there was I. What could we do?
'Twas on a steamer coming over. Life began all anew. A a perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was he and there was I, what could we do? I knew I was the lucky rover, every day our love grew. Our hopes were high, our hearts were free, and he and I were both at sea, what could we do? Sweet romance seemed to fill the air, it caught us unaware. We kissed one night beneath a yellow moon, and right then and there, we started humming a happy wedding tune. 'Twas on the steamer coming over, we both vowed to be true. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was he and there was I, what could we do?
Was on a steamer coming over, we both vowed to be true. A perfect sea, a sunny sky, for there was she and there was I, what could we do?
Harry Roy and his orchestra, and I think that's Harry Roy singing there in 1935. I'll take the South. Well, go take it then. The BBC Dance Orchestra, Henry Hall, Les Allen, and Phyllis Robbins on the vocal. on the steamer coming over in 1933, and I played that because, well, sometimes it's hard to find vocals. I don't want to, I feel like I don't have enough female vocalists, and I didn't get the box with all the vocal stuff yet, so there's a lot of band stuff here, but that was good. I like that, Henry Hall. Harold Yates, Cooper Lawley, My Ohio Home, 1928. This is Radiola, and our home is not in Ohio. In fact, very few people sing about where we are. And there's a reason for that. It's not romantic. It's just sort of, it's comfortable, though. And that's nice. I think there was a British recording by Where the Dreamy Mohawk Flows. And that's obviously, being British, they didn't know anything about it. Lee Sims, 1927. I recently heard a piano roll of this selection, owned by Ed Clute, and that was fascinating. Well, here's Lee Sims playing it on a Brunswick from 27, I'm Coming, Virginia.
Thank you.
Joe Venuti's Blue Four with a very fresh record, Put and Take. It's, yeah, that's minty, in fact. 1930, and you heard Eddie Lang in there, and Adrian Rollini, and yeah, good sound. Oh boy, like that. King Oliver and his orchestra. There's King the Trumpet's Prayer, 1929. That was an HMV pressing. And sounds good. Beginning with Lee Sims. These are all new ones. I just got all fresh off the out of the box. I'm Coming, Virginia, 1927. It's good stuff. I'm Andy Sr. This, boy, is this radiola or what? This is a fresh radiola, just off the... still warm to the touch, in fact. Let it cool a bit before you, try to... That's... Drop an ice cube in it, whatever happens. Here's the Milt Hirth Trio, more recently acquired stuff, not this week, but a couple of weeks ago. Teddy Grace on the vocal here. This is from an album set, and this is from 1940. And those birds, they got to watch out for those birds down there, because, you know, they're going to start shooting at them down south.
Thank you. romancing mood whenever I'm with you. The music seems brighter, my troubles are lighter too. When I'm with you, I'm in a merry mood, a light and airy mood, whenever you are near. I feel like a feather when we dance together, dear. So let me hear, I want to hear a rhythm that has a trick in it. Hot music that's got a kick in it. It's really heavenly the way you follow me. You seem to know my mood. You know how to chime in when I'm in a dancing mood.
George Hall. I don't know what I was going to say, but it wasn't nice. George Hall and his Hotel Taft Orchestra, Johnny McKeever on the vocal in 1936. I'm in a dancing mood. Indeed, that's what one must be, I suppose. I don't know what he's singing about. There's some interesting stuff going. I think you need somebody to parse that out. You know, maybe some. There may be somebody who can straighten that kid out. I don't know. Before that, the Milt Hirth Trio, Teddy Grace on the vocal, Down South on Decca, 1940. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and this, I'm feeling, you know, I'm so fresh, somebody ought to slap me. And feeling pretty good. I'm 50 years old. Yes, I cannot believe it. I should act my age, but I won't. I veer between 12 and 87. So maybe there's somewhere in the middle there. It'll level out, but that's okay. But I want to thank you for taking this ride with me this week, and it's been a fun week. And here are the Delta Four, which would be Carmen Mastrin on guitar, Roy Eldridge on trumpet. You have Joe Marsala on clarinet and Sid Weiss on bass. 1935 on Decca, Farewell Blues. So, see you next week.